Defense Minister and Fanta Party leader George Fernandes was unanimously elected his party president on Sunday. His name was proposed by erstwhile party chief V.V. Krishna Rao and seconded by senior party leader Nitish Kumar. George Fernandes was on Sunday elected as Fanta Party president for second time. He succeeded V.V. Krishna Rao, who was asked to step down around a month ago. Fernandes, a veteran union leader and a hardcore socialist, makes a comeback in the organizational matters of his party at a time when it has been witnessing increased dissident activities, especially in Bihar and Jharkhand. Immediately after taking over the reins of his party, Fernandes launched a scathing attack on the Congress. Calling the Congress as the root of corruption, he said it should stop preaching lessons on idealism and honesty in public life.
और एक विषय पर हम लोग भर दे रहे हैं और वो है जो भ्रष्टाचार को मिटाने का वैसे भ्रष्टाचार को पूरा मिटाने का काम कतई दुनिया में हुआ नहीं है लेकिन उसे कम करने का उस पर मात करने का भ्रष्टाचारियों को सजा देने का एक वचन हम लोगों ने देश के लोगों को दिया था वहां बहुत कुछ काम होना बाकी है क्योंकि एक ऐसी स्थिति में हम लोग अपने को पा रहे हैं कि जो भ्रष्टाचार का जड़ है देश में वो कांग्रेस पार्टी है और आज कांग्रेस हम लोगों को क्या ईमानदारी होती है और क्या भ्रष्टाचार होता है इस पर भाषण देना शुरू की है तो इससे ये बात स्पष्ट हो रही है कि भ्रष्ट लोग बहुत ही मस्ती में हैं
He also expressed his reservations on the disinvestment policy of the NDA government of which his party is a constituent.
You don't have to sell this off. You don't have to sell it away. There are private sector hotels. There are capable hoteliers. Give it to them on a contract basis. Let them run it. Because hotels are built on land which is whose worth today is God knows how many times the price that was paid when you started that work on that land. And if someone today takes it for a song and then demolishes the hotel and then uses that land to build housing colony for the rich or for whomsoever, you have given public money, taxpayers' money to someone who is going to make millions out of it or billions out of it. And therefore these are issues which we want to have a discussion. That's all there is to it. Nothing to worry.
Fernandes, however, desisted from commenting on the Gaurav Rath Yatra proposed by senior BJP leader and Gujarat Chief Minister Narendra Modi. Rashi Basaria with Pankaj Yadav, ANI.